The topic of the last part of the daf was whether or not there's a hekesh between the parsha of Maka Ovev Imai and Mekalel Ovev Imai, right? Last words of the daf was, Elo Shema Mino Behekesha Pligi Shema Mino, right? Shema Mino, there's a machloikis. Whether there's a hekesh, whether there's no hekesh. It came up already on Amud Aleph in the cheshbon of the sugya of Ben Maushe Yasa Shliach La'oviv La'hakoyse U'lekaloloi, specifically the machloikis Rav Sheishas and Rav Chizda, had to learn the brisa of Hayoitse Lahori Guba Benoi Veiko Vekiloloi Chayev Ababa Achaviko Vekiloloi Potter. And then it came up very much here on Amud Beis. What was the context in Amud Beis? There's a halacha that if someone's Mekal Oviv Ima, but the father's or the mother, not oisa ma'isa amcha, there's no iser because it says v'nasi ba'amcha loisar, and it's true for all isurei klala that you're only now allowed to be makal a person if he's oisa ma'isa amcha. What about as it relates to hakol? Oh, it's totally if we're makach hakol klala, then just like you have this tonight when it comes to klala, you're gonna have this tonight when it comes to hakol. If we're not makach hakol klala, then already not gonna have it. But either way, an interesting line of Gemara: shma mino be'akeisha pligi shma mino klar. No question in the world. There's a machloikis in Shas whether what? Whether makshinon hakol l'klala or loy makshinon hakol l'klala. What is the basis and what is the svara of this machloikis? Yeah, hekish, no hekish. Okay, so usually when you see anything related to hekish, it's above our pay grade, right? Hekish is Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nidrash Spam. Now, to be clear, it's not one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nidrash Spam, right? That's a very, very popular mistake. Hekish is one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nidrash Spam. Learn Rabbi Shmuel Oimer again, say Karbunas, and you're going to see it's not that way. It's actually not one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nidrash Spam, but it certainly may Inyan Le Inyan Ba'isa Inyan, right? So, anytime you're dealing with Midah is Shatar Nidrash Spam and these types of things, it's above our pay grade. Stating that, there's a very interesting Rashi in Chumash. This is Rashi Ala Torah in Parshas Mishpatim. So the pasuk says like this: Umake ove ve'imoy mois yumas. Next pasuk: V'goynev ishu mecharoi v'nimtza biyadoi mois yumas. The next pasuk: Umekalel ove ve'imoy mois yumas. So umake ove ve'imoy mois yumas. That's our sugya. Umekalel ove ve'imoy mois yumas. That became our sugya. The two psukim are mentioned near each other, but there's one pasuk that's mafsik beinayim. V'goynev ishu mecharoi v'nimtza biyadoi mois yumas. Now that pasuk is the pasuk that says that if you kidnap somebody, yichayim mises benzin, which, by the way, is going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. It's the very, very next Mishnah, right? Look at the next Mishnah. Goynev nefesh miyisrael v'chul. But the Torah mentions makka of v'imoy, then goynev ishu mecharoi, and then afterwards umekal of v'imoy. Zok tehil garashi. V'hifsik ko'in. This is dibra mascho mois yumos in the pasuk of a goyin avishu mecharei v'nimtza biyadei mois yumas in Chumash. Says Rashi, the hivsik ha'inyan, the kasa of a goyin of ish, be'maka ove v'imoy, le'mekalel ove v'imoy. Which is very interesting. V'nirali, how often do you see this? Hainu plukta, de mar sova makshinon hakol l'klala, umar sova lehi makshinon. Says Rashi, I think that's the hesber of the machloikis in this Gemara. Whether we're makish hakol l'klala, or we're not makish hakol l'klala. On the one hand, they're right next to each other. But on the other hand, hifsik or inyan. And it almost feels like the Torah is dafka, being mafsik, to tell you there's makav of imoy and there's makav of imoy. And you're not supposed to be makashit. Meaning the hergish is to be makashit. Not only is the hergish, the psukim are right next to each other. But the truth is yes and no, because there's a pasuk that was mafsik. So says Rashi, v'nirali, I think that the fact that v'goyin avishu mechari v'nimtza biyadei mois yumas is mafsik bein maka ove l'imoy, l'mekal ove v'imoy, that is the basis, hainu plukta, the mar sova makshina akal l'klala, umar sova loy makshina. Truth is, if you take a look at Rashi on Pehei Amad Aleph, Dibra Maschol Makshino. It's about seven lines from the bottom of Pehei Amud Aleph. Kiloimar. What does it mean, makshinon? Kiloimar. Gomrinon b'mamotzino. That we learn it with a mamotzino. Hekish doesn't even mean hekish. Hekish means mamotzino. Now, if hekish means mamotzino, ein lecha kiloimar g'day l'mizu. So Zokrashi, kiloimar, even though makshinon sounds like it means hekish, really doesn't mean hekish. What it means is mamotzino. It says makshinon, it's a kiloimar. Kiloimar gamrina b'mamotzino. V'ikad amri, then Rashi says, some say it's a hekish. Dechsev maka aviv umekalol aviv gabe hadadi be'ela mishpatim elo shemikra echod nafsik bintayim. Hafu v'fel. there's one pasuk in between, so I know it makes me a little bit uncomfortable. Abba lemaisa, they're right next to each other. So Rashi here in Sanhedrin Pei Amid Aleph, this is Lushitasai in his Pirush Al Torah Mishpatim, is very uncomfortable with this hektish, because at the end of the day, there's a pasuk that's being mafsik. It says v'goynevishu mecharei v'nimtza b'yadei meisnumas. Ad kidei kach, the Rashi in the first pshat says that what does it mean makshinon? It's a kolayma Rashi. Gamrina b'mamatzinu inam nisak Rashi. No, could be it's really a hekish because they are next to each other. There is a pasuk in between, I hear. But the bottom line is, this is, according to Rashi al-Atayra, the Makar, to the Shiloh, whether Makshin or Noloi Makshin.